Well, we've been preaching the subject on the underworld. So today is the third message on the underworld series. I've entitled this one, Closing the Door on the Devil. How many of you are ready to close the door on the devil? Now, the Word of God makes it clear that the powers of darkness want to control the lives of God's people. Can I get an amen? We have learned in the Word of God as believers that we have been delivered from the powers of darkness. But we also know that we must walk in the authority of the Word of God in order to stay free. So you have to walk in it. Amen? You have to walk in it. The demons of hell are always, listen, they are always strategizing and plotting the defeat of the people of God. So to walk in freedom, we can't dabble with the devil. We cannot grant him access to control areas of our lives. We must be knowledgeable and discerning so that we can close the door on the devil. And that's what I want to help you to do today. I want to help you to be knowledgeable and discerning. So let's visit some of the Word as we begin this message today. 2 Corinthians 2:11, he says that we should know how to keep Satan from getting the advantage over us. For we are not ignorant of his wiles and intentions. Or we should not be. Now, let's visit Ephesians 6. He says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies. He gives us everything we need, that you may be able successfully to stand up against, look at this, all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are not contending with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, the powers, the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, this present darkness. He says, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural realm. Well, we talked about that last week. We talked about the atmosphere, right? That these powers, these spirits, these demons, these forces of evil and wickedness, they are operating in the atmosphere. So we have to be wise. We have to be discerning. We have to understand what's going on. And that's why the Bible says that we are not fighting flesh and blood. We are in a spiritual fight. So I want to talk to you for a moment on this point. I want to talk to you about the underworld of wiles, devices, and deception. Wiles are tricks or manipulations designed to deceive someone. That's what a wile is. The wiles of the devil are clever schemes used by the underworld of darkness to ensnare us. How do they do it? Through temptation, through threats, through intimidation. But you don't have to be intimidated, because God gives you the victory. Now, other Bible translations, they use, for the word wiles, they use the word schemes, strategies, or even one translation uses for the word wiles, it uses the phrase evil tricks. That pretty much sums it up. The wiles of the devil are schemes, strategies, evil tricks. So the word wiles comes from this Greek word methodos, from which we get the English word method. That's what it is. So this Greek word methodos, it means to systematically go to work. It means to do or to pursue something methodically. So think about that. And that's why I always say the devil has the same old bag of the same old tricks. And he uses them methodically in every single generation. No generation is any different from the other when you start talking about the devil's bag. Because he uses the same things. But he does it systematically over and over and over and over again. The wiles of the devil. And then it talks about the devices. The word devices is the Greek word nous, which is a word used for the mind or the intellect. So the meaning of the word devices here refers to a deceived mind. Are you with me today? A deceived mind. My friends, we are living in a world and we are surrounded by people who have a deceived mind. Because remember, the Bible declares that the entire world lies under the power, the influence of the wicked one. Paul summed it up. We just read it. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You are fighting spirits, forces, powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness. We are dealing with the wiles, devices, and the deception of the enemy. So this word devices refers to a deceived mind. It denotes the plot of Satan to fill the mind with confusion in order to deceive. So the word devices, it describes the plots and schemes of the powers of hell to attack and deceive us in the area of our mind and our thought life. If the devil can get you to begin thinking a certain way, he's well on the way to victory in your life. Because he goes after the mind, he goes after the thought life. So the word devices also refers to the disposition of the mind. That's an interesting thought. Because the word repentance in our Bible, you know what that means in Greek? You know what the Greek definition of that is? To change one's mind. That's what it means. To change your mind. So when there is a change of mind, there's a change of direction. You begin to walk a different way. That's why we preach the message of repentance. Jesus preached repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance. All of the apostles preached repentance. Because we need a change of mind. People are walking under the mind control of the mind bender called the devil. But they need repentance. They need to turn to Jesus so they can walk a different way. So it refers to, this word devices refers to the disposition of our mind. Now, disposition is defined as a quality or an acquired habit that affects a person's temperament or their frame of mind. It reflects an attitude, right? Disposition. Now, as the devil plays mind games with people, he makes the mind a playground in order to alter a person's disposition. Are you still with me? He doesn't want you to reflect the personality of Christ. He wants you to reflect his personality. Think of it. A personality of anger, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, and the list could go on and on. And on. The devil has even been able to produce in some people an alter ego. Well, just think on that for a moment. An alter ego. He's able to change personalities because he's able to captivate the minds of his victims. That's why Paul said we must cast down imaginations. Where do imaginations come? They come in the realm of our mind. We have to cast it down. Anything that goes against the word of God, that exalts itself above Christ, we have to cast it down. Because whoever controls the mind controls the path or the course of one's life. That's why you have to think right. Are you still with me? You have to think biblically. You have to have your mind under the authority of the word of God. Now let's visit a verse that we have been preaching on for the last couple of weeks in this Underworld series, where we talked about Satan being the prince of the power of the air. It's Ephesians 2:2. Let me visit again with you in the Living Bible. I like the way the Living Bible says it. He says, you went along with the crowd and were just like all the others, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air, who is at work right now in the hearts of those who are against the Lord. So he's at work right now because he is strategizing. We're talking about the wiles, the devices, and the deception of the enemy. So let me move on to another point that I want to spend a couple of minutes on. I want to talk about the objective of the underworld. The objective of the underworld is summed up in one word, deception. Now, deception is the act of causing someone to accept as truth what is false or invalid. Deception occurs when someone believes the lies that the enemy has been telling them. So those mind games are embraced as truth, and then deception has entered in. We are living in a deceived world. Because that's the name of the game, is deception. The objective of the underworld is deception. So when deception takes over, demonic lies begin to dominate the mind and the emotions. So think of it. Deception, where here again, mind games. Deception, when it takes over, dominates the mind and the emotions. The devil speaks lies, and he influences the mind of his victims with those lies. Then, guess what happens next? Then, false perception becomes a believed reality, and deception has set in. It sets in. Now, we see this in our society today in the area of sexuality. Are you still with me? So Lady Gaga says, we're born this way. Well, yeah, like one preacher of the gospel said, we're all born crazy. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need to be born again. That's why we need a change of mind. We're all born into this world as lawless, sinful, disobedient people under the power and the authority of the devil. Hallelujah, but it's a lie of the devil. We're all born in sin, but Jesus came to deliver us from sin. So the powers of darkness work on the mind in order to produce confusion. So then a confused mind becomes a deceived mind. So the wiles and devices of the devil are in full operation because he is a liar and a deceiver. And there's no truth in him. Well, I visited this verse with you last week, I think. Let me visit again in the Living Bible. John 8, he told the Jews who were not believing in him. They were actually accusing him of being the devil. And he said, you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things that he does. Listen, when you become a born-again child of God, you don't start running. You don't keep running with the devil. And you don't keep running with the devil's people. You run with a different crowd. You're running in a different course, a different path. You don't go that route anymore. When you were the devil's child, you did. He was a murderer from the beginning, a hater of truth. There is not an iota of truth in him. When he lies, it is perfectly normal because he is the father of lies. And so when I tell you the truth, Jesus said, you just naturally don't believe it. Jesus said the devil is the father of lies and all that is false. He is a master at getting people to believe falsehood to be truth. So when deception sets in, the powers of darkness have entered the portal of our souls. Stay with me on this. So while this is why we are warned about the spirit of apostasy that would be so prevalent in the last days. Because darkness always looks for a point of entry. And it never stops. It's always looking to get in. That's why Paul says we are not ignorant of his devices. Let me give you 2 Corinthians 2:11 again in the Message Bible. He says, after all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan, an opening for more mischief. We are not oblivious to his sly ways. See, the powers of darkness, they are mind seducers. They will seek to change your biblical belief system. That, my friend, is the power of deception. They want control. It's all about control. The more the government tries to control us, I realize the more demon-possessed they become. Because it's all about control. The main characteristic of a cult is that of control. So the objective of the underworld is to deceive people in order to control them, to plunder them, and to destroy them. Are you still with me today? We are exposing the underworld and how it works. But thank God, victory is ours in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now here's a verse I visit regularly, so I'll visit again today. 1 Timothy 4:1, he says, the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in the latter times, some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach. You got to stay in the Word of God. You got to stay in the Scripture. You got to have your life in God. You got to have your home in God. You got to stand on the Word of God because the Holy Spirit says that there's going to be a turning away. He says it right here. And he says it distinctly and expressly. In other words, with great emphasis, they would turn away from the faith, giving heed. In the Message Bible, he says it this way, the Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on the faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. Professional liars. They are all around us. They're on television. They're on the nightly news. They're in the entertainment industry. They are all around us. The Word of God declares that there will be in the last days a mass invasion of deceptive, seducing spirits. And it says that people will depart from the faith as a result of these spirits. Now, this is interesting. The word depart here, it means to turn away from or to step away from. The meaning here is that deception happens in steps. Are you still with me? One step in the wrong direction. Another step in the wrong direction. Another step in the wrong direction. Then before you know it, you are in a state of confusion and deception because of a departure. It happens in steps, step by step, slowly moving in the wrong direction. And here's the thing about deception, and you don't even realize what is happening. Are you still with me? My friends, that is where we are in the society that we are living in. Then he talks about seducing spirits. This word seducing, it means to take you by the hand and to get you off course. Now remember, they attack your mind. They seek access. They are seducing spirits. The word seducing is from this Greek word that means imposter, deceiver, one who roams around as a tramp. Come on, somebody. Yep, sounds like some of my ex-girlfriends. Hallelujah. Back in the day, before I found a good godly woman and got married and been enjoying the blessings of God for 40-something years. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Y'all hold on. I might preach before it's over with. Roaming around as a tramp. What does a tramp do? They just go from place to place. They're homeless. They just go here. They go there. They're everywhere. Well, the Bible says that's what a seducing spirit is. That's what a seducing spirit does. An imposter. A deceiver. One who roams around as a tramp. Wow. Now, we have a social media term today called influencer. Are y'all still with me? Influencers are used to market products in order to sell something. Do y'all have influencers? Y'all afraid to raise your hands? I see. You have influencers that you follow? Becky, you have influencers that you follow? Sure. I'm not ragging on it. I'm just using this to make a point. Influencers are used to market. See, y'all thought I was going to rag on y'all. That's why you're afraid to raise your hand. Influencers are used to market products in order to sell something. They have the power to affect purchasing decisions because of their authority, because of their knowledge, because of their position, because of their popularity, or because of their relationship with their audience. Influencers. Now, I mention influencers because they are able to exert influence on the actions of others. They influence people in order to generate interest in whatever they are passionate about. So these demonic seducing spirits, they are passionate about influencing you away from God and away from the Word of God. But their delusions and their deceptions, they will be so strong that if it were possible, Jesus said, even the elect would be deceived. It's Matthew 24:24. He said, false Christs, false prophets will arise, and they will show great signs and wonders so as to deceive and lead astray. If possible, even the elect, God's chosen people. How do you protect yourself from deception? Well, there's a few things you need to do. You need to keep your prayer life strong. You need to keep your mind renewed in the Word of God. And you need to come to church where the Word of God is preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that you can be strong in the Lord, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And a lot of churches today, they give what they call talks. I don't give talks. Are you still with me? They give talks. I don't find the word talk in the Bible when it comes to preaching the gospel. But I find the word Holy Ghost behind it that says it's driven by the Spirit, not in the wisdom of man, but in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. And God drives the word. The word of God is sharp, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. If you stay in the Word of God, you will not be deceived. Stay with Jesus and you will close the door on the devil. Because never lose sight of it. The strategy of these demonic entities is to produce rebellion and disobedience. They are rebellious spirits who seek to produce rebellion against the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. His aim and objective is the same today as it was in the beginning. Rebellion against the authority of God. Still the same. So how does he do it? Deception. And my friend, we are living in a deceived time. A deceived culture. A deceived society. But you can close the door on the devil. And this is my last point right here. Because I want to take the next 5 minutes and I want to just talk to you specifically about closing the door on the devil. Ephesians 4 says this. He says, when angry, do not sin. Can I share a quick story with you? All right, so I put some windows out on the trash this past week. We replaced some windows in the back. These windows, more condensation that got inside of them, you know, they double pane and insulated type windows, and they were horrible. So we replaced them. I put them out on the trash. So I'm leaving out of my office door. Young lady's back there by herself, got a young child in the car. She's got an SUV. She's trying to load. Trying to get this window in her car. Now, normally, you know, I'm just going about my business. But being the nice guy that I am. So let me go over here and see if I can help this young lady get this window in this car. So I'm over there. I'm helping her try to maneuver this, trying to get this window in there where she can transport these windows. In the meantime, this guy pulls up because the other window was still leaning against the garbage can. We didn't even notice. This guy pulls up, stays parked in the street, grabs the other window, throws it in his truck. And when I turned around, I said, hey, man, I said, this lady has taken those windows. No, these windows mine, these windows mine. I said, no, listen, man, I'm helping it. If he would not have had a rope around that thing, I would have yanked that window out of there. I'm telling you, I was ready to punch this man. Back in the day, that window would not have done him any good because I would have broke every single pane in it. But I had to take a deep breath because the Lord said, let it go. So then the lady, she was like, well, I don't just need one. So we put it back on the trash. So, well, maybe he'll circle around and get the other one. But I was angry for a moment there. Are you with me? There's going to be things that happen in life that are going to upset you, make you mad, make you angry, make you ready to have go time. I was ready to have go time. But I could see it now. A local pastor has a fist fight with a man picking up the windows he just threw away. When angry, do not sin. Do not let your wrath, your exasperation, that's a good word. That's what I was experiencing right there. Your exasperation, your fury or indignation lasts until the sun goes down. Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. Now the word says, do not give him a foothold in your life. Do not give him an access point to come in and cause misery. See, these spirits can't just come right on in to wreak havoc in our lives. Listen to me on this now. They can't just do that. They don't have legal access to do that. Because remember, as a child of God, as a born again believer, we have been delivered from the powers of darkness. They have no authority over us. But they're always looking for a point of access because they want to wreak havoc. They don't have legal access to do it, but they're looking for a crack, a crevice where they can get in. These powers of darkness, my friend, they are restricted to the realm of darkness. And as believers, we are delivered from it. But they seek a foothold. What is a foothold? Do we have any rock climbers in here? No rock climber. Have you ever thought about being a rock climber? I've never even thought about it. But if you're going to be a successful rock climber, you got to learn how to put your foot in the right place. You need a foothold to climb a rock. I'm not signing up for the job. Hallelujah. But that's what the devil, because it's all about position. So that's what the enemy does. That's what the forces of darkness want to do. They want to find a foothold. They want to get a position in your life. Are you still with me? But we can close the door on the devil. Paul said it this way in 1 Thessalonians 5. He said, you are sons of light, sons of the day. You do not belong to the night nor to darkness. Accordingly then, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and be on guard. Let us be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. Hallelujah. My friend, every born-again child of God has to close the door on the devil. When you stand in truth, when you stand in love, you are closing the door on the devil. Every time you take the word of God as your foundation and you walk in obedience to it, you just close the door. You just close the door. When those pornographic images come to you, you have to make a decision in a split second. Because remember, they're after the mind. They can get the mind and bring it in. You're faced with a split decision right there. In that moment, you have to say, God, I close the door on the devil. When that guy comes with that joint, they still call them joints. Back in my day, it was joints. I used to sell lids. Do they still call them lids? Y'all better not answer because I'm going to know who's using. I'm going to get you at the altar. Oh, come on, somebody. When they come with that pill, or they, you got to close the door on the devil. When that, listen, men, when that little foo-foo comes up and starts flirting with you, it happens to me all the time. I'm walking through the cosmetic counter at Dillard's. Makeup lady's looking at me, smiling. I said, Becky, did you see her smiling at me? I said, it must be the anointing. You said, it's not the anointing, it's the devil. You got to close the door on the devil. Every time you take the word of God and you act on it, you are closing the door on the devil. When you are committed to the will of God, you are closing the door on the devil. Darkness retreats. When you walk in righteousness, you are closing the door on the devil. When you stand in the power of the Holy Ghost, you are closing the door on the devil. Oh, my, let me settle down. See, the powers of darkness are hell-bent on seeking a point of excess. And to close the door on the devil, you got to stay in agreement with God and His Word. The forces that are at work, they attack in the area of our sin nature. That's where they get access. And if we act independently of God, we open the door. But the truth is, I'm going to leave you with this thought. I said something, I think last week or the week before. You can win every time. See, the mind game. I can't tell you how many people I've counseled over the years. They are convinced they can't walk in righteousness. They're convinced they can't be free of drinking. They're convinced they can't be free of smoking. They're convinced they can't be free of drugging. They're convinced they can't be free of sexual addictions. The mind. It's a lie. It's a lie. Because notice what the Bible says. The truth is, right here in 2 Corinthians 2:14, Paul says, "But thanks be unto God, who in Christ sometimes leads us in triumph." Thank you. He doesn't say sometimes. He says He always leads us in triumph. Has trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Here it is right here. The truth is, God will always cause us to triumph in Christ when we close the door on the devil. Praise the name that is above every name. And that, my friend, is the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. He is a thief. The underworld has been defeated. And I stand in the power and in the authority of the resurrected life of Jesus.